Thank you for calling Greenleaf. It's Tina Marie. How may I assist you?
Hey, is Albert in by chance?
I could take a message.
He just left me a voicemail here. Is there maybe a better way to get in contact with him? This is the number he said to dial back on.
Okay, what is your name?
My name is Tyler. I'm calling with Cardiff.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Tyler, he'll be right with you, okay?
Thank you.
No problem.
Hello, this is Albert.
Hey, Albert. This is Tyler over at Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Week's off to a good start, so I can't complain.
Nobody wants to hear him anyways, huh?
I just got your voicemail here.
Yeah, I heard you guys wanted to lend me some money.
Yeah, so we had actually extended a pre-approval there to the business. You guys were pre-approved for some equipment and working capital for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base with you in the business and just kind of see how things were going this year, and if you maybe had some plans for growth here in the near future we could help you out with.
Yeah, you know what? Now that you mention it, I wouldn't mind seeing if we can get an approval on a loan. How does it work rate-wise and things like that?
Oh, so you're referring to the working capital there?
Yes.
Are you familiar there with how working capital works?
Kind of, I am, and I don't know what your guys' standards are. Basically, I don't know, for instance, let's just say, hypothetically, you guys lend us the money,
mm-hmm.
and use round numbers, it's $100,000. You guys are charging us per day for 6 months, and then you guys start, you know, after 6 months, we build a relationship. Is it similar like that?
Kind of. I'll kind of give you just a quick summary here and see if it'll spark something. But basically, the working capital, it's very similar to a line of credit in the sense that you're just going to get approved for the largest amount, and uh-huh. you can use however much you want of it. The big difference with the working capital, though, is it's based more off of your sales as opposed to your credit. So here at Cardiff, we're able to free up anywhere from about 10 to 15% of your top-line revenue as unsecured cash. There's no collateral, there's no down payment. You can pretty much use it for however you see fit for the business, whether that's operations, payroll, advertising. It's pretty much your money to use however. And then we don't do like a daily interest rate or APR. What we do is it's basically just a fixed payback amount. So say you borrowed the 100K hypothetical like you said before, and say the payback amount was, let's just say, $10,000. So you would have the $110,000 that you would have dispersed over anywhere from 3 to 24 months is usually what first timers will get in on the term length. And that's kind of just how it's broken down. But like I said, the majority of it is based off the gross annual sales. If you don't mind me asking, what did you guys do in sales last year?
I think it was 1.4. Somewhere around there.
Okay.
It's got to be somewhere around there.
Yeah, I mean, did you have a ballpark figure of how much you were maybe looking to bring on for the business?
I was thinking 140, 150.
Okay. I mean, that's right in the ballpark of probably what we could get you. You know, 10 to 15%, give or take, what you look like on paper, you're probably sitting at anywhere from about 120 to 150 that we could free up for you. What was it you were looking to use that capital for?
We have another month before we do it, 30 days. We landed a big contract, so I'm going to have to buy some lawnmowers,
mm-hmm.
a couple of trailers, some equipment for basically the account that we got. And it's a $500,000 a year account, but the thing is, you know how it is about what you mentioned about fronting the payroll, the equipment, and all that stuff. So once we obviously give that up, we don't get our money back for 30 days. So
I see.
And it ain't coming all at one time. It's coming you know, month to month on that. So we only bill out one time, and then we do extra things for them, but that's a different division. So there is a good thing in regards to that. We just don't get the monthly maintenance. We also get, you know, the extras as in sprinklers, pipe work, and valves and timer clocks and stuff. And then we got flowers and plants and landscaping. So it's just not the 500. It's extras, but we got to wait until we get involved in the account, and then we can create those extras.
Yeah, sounds like you guys are pretty diverse over there, too. You guys do a little bit of everything?
Well, you know, it just relates to landscaping. I got into commercial, I mean, maintenance, and then after 5 years, we went residential, I mean, commercial, got out of residential, and been doing it for 22 years, so 17 years I was doing commercial, and now that we're doing that, we just do commercial maintenance, banks, industrial parks, HOAs, and then... and more, and then they need, like I mentioned to you, broken pipes, sprinklers, timer clocks, and then they might want to landscape a new area, and then they do flowers as well. So
I see.
So there's a lot of other divisions as well.
Yeah, on the payout there, you guys say, you know, you wait sometimes 30. Are you ever put on like a net 45 or a net 60?
No, it's usually, ours is pretty good. We do a net 30. They usually give us within 20 days we have our money.
Okay.
But, we say 30, but they do it 20. And it's just a blessing for us, if anything.
Yeah, no, that's... If you guys are 30 or below, that's extremely impressive in your industry.
Oh, yeah.
I've been working with a few companies there in the industry that you're in, and it's a nightmare of some of these stories I'm hearing. These guys are being pushed on, like, net 90s, net 120s.
Oh, I won't go in there if I'm going to do that.
I don't understand how you survive.
No, I'd rather be broke at home than be broke out there.
Well, that's what I don't understand, how they're not broke. I mean, that's a third of the year where you're not seeing any cash flow, so.
Well, if it's not a profit, it's not a priority, so. Why go out there? I don't need no more
I agree.
Practice.
But for the equipment there, for the new contracts you might be getting, did you already have financing in place for the equipment as well, or were you going to need...
No, that would be included, everything with the payroll and the new things that I purchased would be from the 140 to 150.
Okay, so here's actually where you might actually even benefit more, is on the equipment side. We could actually finance it under the equipment program, and it won't take up as much of the capital, and it could actually free up more capital there for you. So say you got approved for the $140K and we were able to finance the majority of the equipment on a separate program, and say you only ended up needing $80,000 of the capital, you could use $80,000 of that capital and still have $60,000 remaining that you could come back to and use if you needed it. It would just kind of free you up there with the situation that you have, and kind of give you a little possible capital in the back pocket for if you know, some other situation arises with your equipment or operations or payroll. But getting you approved on both programs might actually get you available to not only more capital, but better programs there, if you're able to spread it out, I should say.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Number one is, how does it work on the rates?
So with the equipment, it's going to be more heavily based off of your credit. That was actually going to be my next question. What's the credit look like there? Good, bad?
You mean personal?
Yeah.
Personal is not as good as it. I was going through divorce, and then at the same time, when I went through the business, I used my credit, so it was rough. And it's looking to head in the good direction now that everything's paid off, but it's going to take a little time. Regards to that, if that's the case, I rather would try and just do the capital, and then I'll live off that if, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, if the credit isn't fantastic, then yeah, the capital is more based on the sales, and that's kind of where you might be able to get a better bang there for your buck. What was the business credit look like?
It's not too bad. I think we're up to date on a lot of the things that we have, so we're not too bad. But I will mention to you that we just switched over to Green Bay. Our company's Green. It was Green Bay Landscaping. And we have all the tax forms, everything last year, and the last few years. But we have. It's called Green Leaf Landscaping. Since I was going through the divorce, she wanted the name Green Bay, so I switched it over to Greenleaf. Same account, same everything, same location, same trucks and guys, but I had to switch the name over. But I do have all my literature to the Green Bay landscaping. And then
is the Greenleaf on the, like, on your tax return? And
it's on my, yeah, everything is new now, but it's on taxes.
Is that 2014 or 15?
15. Yeah.
So you just made the transition this year, or was that last year?
Just made it this year.
Okay.
Recently. But again, everything, same phone numbers, same contractor's license, stuff like that. So
okay.
That you might have to get creative, and if you know how to talk to your the board or whatever you want to call them, I don't know, the trustees or whatever, then you know how to do your job and between the lines what you have to say to them to see if we can get it approved. But that would be...
Yeah, as long as we have that information up front, and underwriting's aware of that, and they can take that into consideration, that'll be fine. If you hadn't have told me before, that may have raised some red flags, and they may have declined you altogether just because of something as little as that. But knowing that up front, we can most likely be able to work around that. I don't see that being an issue.
Okay, so, and then my last question is, after we get you all your information, what's the status on the turnaround if they say yay or nay?
Like the, how long it takes?
Yes or no, to get the approval or not.
Are you asking, like, how long that takes, or what?
Yes, how long does it take for them, the underwriters, to say yes or no?
Yeah, so, for the approval process, it's just a one-page application. It is your most recent tax return, and then it's 6 months of your most recent bank statements. Once I receive that and can transfer it to underwriting, I can get you an answer in right around 24 hours. We're able to move very fast. We're a lot different than your nationwide bank. And then once you are approved, say, you know, you get this contract or you're ready to pull the trigger, you just give us a call. You say how much of the approved amount you want. We can restructure it there based off the terms you like, and you're funded in just another 24 hours. So we can get the ball rolling for you fairly quick. So if this is something you have in the near future, and you may want to just kind of see what kind of capital you would get approved for, the offer will be good for 90 days once you are approved. So you're not going to be forced to have to take it right then and there. It's just something that you can have available to you, and then when the time's right, you can proceed from there.
Time's always right. We're ready to rock and roll. But let me ask you, I was going to tell you, you would send us over by email, or how's that work?
Yeah, so I would just shoot you an email there. It would just give you the short list there of what we would need, like I just told you. And it's usually, from the experiences I've had in the past, it's very easily. The one-page app is just some basic information. Your most recent tax return, I would assume, is pretty readily available there for you. And if you don't
I think we went off an extension last year, but
you did get the extension.
Yeah, because we're a corporation, and we obviously sometimes need a little bit of time. But let me get you an email that you can go through. You can talk to me, but Kobe is my assistant, Kobe Allen, and she.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you her email, and then.
Yeah, what's a good email there?
Hang on, 1 second. Give me one. Give me 1 second, let me.
No, take your time. You're good.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
It's 209 Green Leaf.
209 Green Leaf.
7.
@gmail.com. Okay. Yeah, I will. I'll put an email together here for you now. It'll just summarize the offer, and it'll also have the short list of what we would need. As far as the ownership structure goes there, then, are you the 100% owner, or how is that broken down?
Yes, I am the 100% owner okay. of the corporation.
Okay. Then in that case, for the application, we would just only need your signature then, and it just has to be a wet signature. That's the only specification I like to make, just because half the time they sign it on the internet, and then we got to go through the whole process again. But I will put this email together for you right now. Is this something you maybe think you could get going here within this week, or what might be the time frame there for you?
Yeah, we could do it this week. Are you going to need me to something to sign over my smartphone? Is that what you're saying? Or
I'm saying that's what a lot of people try to do. It has to just be an actual physical wet signature, and then you can just, you know, screen it or scan it and send it through email that way. It just has to be an actual handwritten signature.
I've done one before, but it was off the phone, so it changes a little bit then.
Okay.
And that's fine as well. Okay, well then just send that off. I'll talk to Kobe a little bit.
Okay.
And then we can work on it. And if there's any questions, just call me back or vice versa. Is this the best number to get you at, Tyler?
Yeah, so this is my direct... You have the 858 number there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's my direct line, so it'll take you right to me. It'll also be in the email that I send out. And like I said, if you have any questions on the application itself, you can either email me or call me. I won't be in the office Friday, so if you could get it to me by Thursday, I would be able to submit it, and then the latest we would have an answer there would either be Friday, or we might be closing early because of holidays. We would get you an answer that Tuesday we come back.
Okay, there was one more thing about the rate. What was it? Let's push the equipment to the side. What was it regards to the rate on...
the capital side?
Yeah, the capital.
So on the working capital, since it is unsecured, and you know we're able to get it to you right around 48 hours. Rates typically start around 10 cents on the dollar. They're going to vary from there, based either off of you know credit, time in business. There's a few other things that they look at, but that is based off of however long the term is. So say it's 10 cents on the dollar on the 100K hypothetically, so it'd be a $10,000 payback, but say you did that over a 2-year 24-month term, that would really only be mathematically 5% per year. And then the other actually benefit of being with Cardiff is we actually have early payback discounts for you. While most banks are actually going to penalize you if you pay back early, we'll actually give you specific discounts, and once you're approved, they'll actually walk you through what the discount would be if you paid it off on this day versus this day, and they can kind of walk you through that whole part of the loan there if that was something you were going to be interested in.
Okay, and one more final question. So let's just we're using that number 100,000. Say I pay 60,000 and I will balance is 40,000, but I need to borrow some more money in.
Yep.
So where does that kick in at?
So you actually usually either halfway through the term or close to halfway through the term, you'll be open to refinance the loan, and you'll be able to basically be opened up to more programs, additional capital, longer terms, lower rates. Basically, once your foot is in the door and you've solidified yourself that you're not at risk of missing a payment, the relationship only gets better from there. So if you are going to be looking into maybe some more capital down the road, the refinancing option will be a great tool, actually, that you could utilize there for you.
Okay. Okay. Well, then that's the only question. So, all right. Well, then I'll wait for your email, and then we can get started on what we need on our part.
Okay, yeah. I'll shoot that over. And like I said, if you did have any questions as far as the programs here or the application itself, definitely feel free to reach out. I'll be in the office here till Thursday, right around 3:30. And we're here right here in San Diego, so... same time zone as you. So if anything does come up, you can email me. I mean, I'll always have that on me. So you can do that if you had a question, but I will be on my direct line until about 3:30 each day till Thursday. So.
Okay. All right. Well, then if something pops up, you can do the same thing. Call me back at the office.
Will do. Will do, Albert. Sure. All right. We'll be in touch. Enjoy your day.
Bye.